Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. The buzz is back on Berg Vivant. How you doing, Mr. Bazzelli?
I'm great. Yeah, things are great.
Talking about Great Expectations. That's today at Picked Classics Theater. I have very high expectations.
And they put the great in Great Expectations.
Oh, very good. So, yeah, we always like to hear that.
Yeah, up front, I'm telling you, good things. Good things will be happening. Good things are always happening down at Picked, Pittsburgh Irish Classical Theater.
No, it's Picked Classic Theater now. They changed the name.
So it's Pittsburgh Irish Classical Theater.
No, it's Picked Classic Theater. Trust me.
Okay.
I've gone through this. I've accepted this.
Okay.
That's how it is now.
It's not like the La Brea Tar Pits.
What?
La Brea Tar Pits is... La Brea is Spanish for the tar. So it's like...
The tar pits. I see where you're going with that.
Okay, sorry. Never mind. Off subject. I'm off subject already. And I've only had a couple of sips so far. Oh, my.
All right. So what can we expect from Great Expectations?
Oh, you can expect a lot. There are some fine performances in this show. Let's do a little background first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is spoiler alerts. The play is like 100 years old. Am I allowed?
Well, the story is. I mean, is the actual play version of that old?
The play fits very well with the book. They've sped up things.
Okay, but the play itself hasn't been around that long. It's an adaptation of the book that's...
Was I supposed to research that?
Well, usually people do when they're going to come on camera and talk about it, but...
Oh, okay. Yes, you're right. The play's not as old as the movie.
Movie?
No, the book.
Jesus,
the book.
Man.
The book, the play, then the movie. Oh my God, I'm in trouble already.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes. No, there's a lot of things I don't want to give away because I want people to go out and see it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the story of a young lad who starts life as, he's sort of orphaned, but his older sister is taking care of him. He is played by Simon Colker. In the version I saw, the part was rotated between another character.
The Olsen twins on Full House. They switched them in and out.
Didn't they play twins?
No.
Oh, they
were
one
twins
girl?
That played the same. Yeah,
oh, okay.
They do that a lot when they have a kid.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
maybe it's like
equity.
Too taxing for one. And
yeah,
so
it's a lot of work for one kid to be there at the theater every night. And it's a 2.5-hour play. Well, the kid's on it the whole time, but it's a lot of lines to memorize for a child.
Oh.
And Simon Colker did a great job. He is then followed by older Pip, who wasn't even that much older, if you ask me. Played by Dylan Marquis Myers, plays the adult version, let's say that,
mm-hmm.
But still a young man, too. But what we have is Pip is being taken care of by his sister and gets a benefactor who he comes into a large sum of money. But before that, he meets a crazy old lady, Mrs. Havisham, played by Mary Rawson, who has a young daughter. Daughter, I guess. She's also got like an orphan living in her house. A lot of orphans living in people's houses in this play. And the young Estella, who's also double cast, plays her daughter. And then there's an adult version of Estella as well. But my point of this story is he goes and Mary Rawson, or rather Miss Havisham, was jilted at the altar as a young woman.
Mm.
And is now, been there, done that. No, jilted at the, and has been wearing her wedding dress for the last 50 years, I guess. So she hasn't seen the light of day. She's a decrepit old woman. No offense, Mary. She's playing a decrepit old woman.
There we go.
She, you know, wearing that wedding dress, she's a little kooky. And she's raising the girl to break men's hearts. And she designs a plan or deems a plan to win over Pip, to fall in love with the girl, and then have him break her heart. Wait, have her...
I think that's what you're after. Break his heart.
Yeah. Break his heart. Yes, exactly. So, she a bitch.
not to put too fine a point on
it. She a bitch. But anyway, so what happens is he falls in love with this girl, this cruel girl. And then he comes into a large sum of money and becomes a gentleman in the city. And he goes off to the city. There's a lot of plot points. Like I said, it is a longer play. It is a 2.5 hour with an intermission. It's 2.5 hours. It's a big evening out. But it's fun. They capture a lot of plot points. There's a lot of movement to the show. There's a lot of, you don't feel like you're watching a 2.5 hour show.
Hmm.
It's very kinetic and very frenetic. Things are happening a whole time. They're trying to get through that whole giant tome of a book, which was written in chapters for the newspaper back in Charles Dickens' day. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Here's the key thing that I think is important to know. The acting is phenomenal. Dylan does a great job. There are a lot of veteran actors trotting the boards there at PICT. James Whalen, of course, is playing a lawyer. David Whalen. James Fitzgerald is in it. We have, you know, the Ken Bolden is in it, playing a hilarious part, actually. He's very funny in it, playing Mr. Pummelchuck. Even the name's funny. He sounds like something Inuits would ride in. Doesn't it sound very like...
I was thinking maybe Inuit. Like a holiday bread.
A holiday bread? Yeah. Oh, what was thinking?
Give me a loaf of Pummelchuck.
A Pummel... Yeah, okay. There you go.
It's Easter coming up, you know.
Okay. Pummelchuck. Fun names, you know, in the script. There's an interesting, there's a funny bit about modern technology. They take a carriage ride to the express carriage ride, to London, and they talk about modern technology, and it's kind of funny because you think about where we are now with technology, and you almost think Dickens must have really seen the Ghost of Christmas Future because he kind of predicts, like, things are moving faster this era than they did before. And it's like the 19th century. It's like, oh, that's kind of funny.
It's all relative, huh?
Yes, it's all relative. And so very great performances. Like, Karen Baum is in it again, another PICT regular, doing a great job playing two different characters. There's a lot of people in this play. There's a lot. They're like... A cast of thousands. Almost a Cecil B. DeMille here.
Yeah.
Cecil. So, yes. Mary Rawson, I mentioned. James Fitzgerald, did I say? Oh, yeah. James Fitzgerald is in it. David Whalen. Mark Conway Thompson plays a really... Elder P or older, it's just like the aging parent is what his name is in the script, on the aging parent. But Martin Giles is in it, but Fitzgerald calls him aging P all the time. Check in with the aging P. It's there's a lot of fun. It's a very fun performance. There's a lot of fun performances. And what's great is you have all these veteran actors, but they are performing alongside some nascent talent, some new... I have a prediction for Pittsburgh theater that I think is going to happen. We are seeing young talent performing along the veteran actors, and they're phenomenal. They do a really great job keeping up with their these statesmen of the theaters, mm-hmm. and these leading ladies of the theater.
So what,
like,
is
Mary Rossin and Karen Baum? Yes, I have great expectations for the future of Pittsburgh theater, and I expect to see a lot of these boys and girls continuing on the stage.
Very good.
They're picked and elsewhere.
So top three reasons to see it.
Yeah, talent, like as I previously mentioned, the fine, extraordinary cast. It's fun and funny, and it's a classic, people. Go out and see the classics. You should go out and see the classics.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.